This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Cabinet approves list of more than 271,000 poor families in 15 districts and also recommends ambassadors for 18 countries. Monsoon-induced disaster claims 143 lives and leaves 47 people missing since the onset of monsoon across the country. And death toll in Pakistan tribal feud rises to 42. Now, the news in detail. The government has approved the final list of more than 271,000 poor families in 15 districts. Unveiling the decisions of the cabinet meeting held on the 25th of July, government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithivi Subbagurung, informed that the government approved the list of 271,640 poor families in 15 districts. The government has identified the listed and listed the poor families of Okoldunga, Kanchanpur, Gulmi, Dolakha, Dhanusa, Nuakot, Bara, Parsa, Baitari, Manang, Mustang, Rupandehi, Sarlahi, Saptari and Sindhupalchok districts according to the Poor Family Identification and Identity Card Distribution Guideline 2018. Minister Gurung also shared that the government also decided to accept the concessional loans of 13.33 billion rupees to be received from the World Bank for the Provincial and Local Road Improvement Program under the first phase. Furthermore, the government has recommended ambassadors for 18 different countries. As shared by Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Rajkumar Gupta, Shankar Sharma has been continued as Nepal's ambassador to India, while Lok Darshan Regmi was recommended for the United States of America. Minister Gupta said that this cabinet meeting also decided to recall ambassadors from 5 countries. Likewise, the meeting has transferred 22 secretaries. Furthermore, the cabinet has decided to recall province chiefs from Bagmati, Lumbini and Karnali provinces. A delegation led by Japanese parliamentarian Takebe Arata called on President Ramchandra Podel yesterday. In the meeting held at the office of the President in Sital Niwas, President Podel expressed his gratitude towards Japan's support towards Nepal, especially in the areas of infrastructure, agriculture and health. The head of the state urged the Japanese investors to consider investment in Nepal. The Japanese delegation on the occasion drew the attention of the president towards enabling a favorable environment for the Japanese companies willing to invest in Nepal. A total of 143 people have died and 47 others are reported missing due to floods and landslides triggered by the monsoon in different parts of the country. According to Nepal Police spokesperson, Deputy Inspector General of Police Dan Bahadur Karki, 2 people in Kathmandu Valley, 22 in Koshi Province, 6 in Madhes, 29 in Bagmati, 42 in Gandaki and 24 in Lumbini Province have died. Furthermore, a total of 184 houses have been submerged due to floods, 241 houses, 88 sets, 43 bridges, 2 schools and 2 government offices were damaged. 608 cattle have also died. DIG Karki further said that 4,042 households were displaced due to monsoon-induced disaster during the period. A meeting of a task force formed to finalize the transitional justice-related bill has reached a concluding phase. UML's chief whip Mahesh Bartola said that a meeting held at the Home Affairs Ministry in Singhadarbar concluded by seeking ways to bring the previous discussions in a common point. He added that the next meeting scheduled for Thursday will review the discussions held on the transitional justice bill so far and prepare a report. Nepali Congress leader and Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak, CPN UML Chief Whip Mahesh Bartola and CPN Maoist Centre's Deputy General Secretary Janardhan Sharma attended the meeting aimed at finalising the issue of the bill. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithivi Subbagurung has asserted that the government was always in favour of press freedom. During the discussion of Media Council Bill 2080 in the Legislative Management Committee under the House of Representatives yesterday, Minister Gurung clarified that the government has no intention to curtail press freedom through the bill. Shedding light on the bill in committee's meeting, he stressed that the bill was introduced to make the media sector dignified, systematic and strong. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has disapproved the name of Krishnaman Pradhan, who was proposed for the post of Election Commissioner. Issuing a notice, the committee said it rejected the name of Pradhan after he withdrew his candidacy for the post. Four complaints were filed at the Parliamentary Committee against Pradhan, accusing him of sexual harassment against women. Earlier, Pradhan applied to the committee mentioning withdrawing his candidacy for Election Commissioner. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says youths should be diligent for the country and people. Addressing a function organized to mark the 113th birth anniversary of a revered poet Siddhicharan Shrestha yesterday, Prime Minister Oli mentioned that many youths joined revolutions and were ready to become martyrs, drawing inspiration from the songs written by poet Siddhicharan. The program was organized by Yug Kabi Siddhicharan Foundation, where the Yug Kabi Siddhicharan Award was presented to Professor Dr. Usha Thakur. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak said the Parliamentary Investigation Special Committee on Misappropriation of Cooperatives Funds will be a guide to the government. The committee has drawn the attention of the Home Minister to forward the process of promptly arresting those accused of misappropriation of the cooperative funds and taking legal action against them. Furthermore, Home Minister Lekhak pledged that the government would implement the committee's directives. Pokhara Metropolitan City has formed a probe committee to find out the cause of the accident that took place yesterday morning. The committee has been mandated to investigate the cause of the accident, the condition of the vehicle, the condition of the driver and the number of students on the bus, among others. Two people were killed and 28 others were injured when a bus met with an accident in Pokhara yesterday. The bus was carrying students from a school based in Pokhara 17. Spokesperson at the District Police Office, Kaski, Deputy Superintendent of Police, Basanta Kumar Sharma, informed that the bus fell 50 meters down from the road when the driver lost control of the bus at Gutku in Inner Route. He said that 33-year-old Arati BK and her son, 6-year-old Prince BK, died in the mishap. Arati was the office assistant at the school. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rai chau. Khaile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ टु सम इन्टरनेशनल न्यूज अपडेट्स Officials have said at least 42 people have been killed in a land feud between tribes in northwestern Pakistan during days of fighting with machine guns and mortars. Interfamily feuds are common in Pakistan, but they can be particularly protracted and violent in the mountainous northwestern region of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, where communities abide by traditional tribal honor codes. A local police official said Sunni Muslim Mardaghi and Shiite Muslim Malikhel tribes have been fighting since Wednesday when a gunman opened fire at a council negotiating a decades-long dispute over farmland. No one was wounded in that attack, but the official said it reignited long-standing religious tensions between the clans who live side by side in the district of Kurram on the border with Afghanistan. The Human Rights Commission of Pakistan said the violence has taken a heavy toll on ordinary citizens whose movements have been curtailed by the violence. Pakistan is a Sunni-majority country where Shiites frequently face discrimination and violence. Kurram is part of the former federally administered tribal areas, a semi-autonomous area that was merged with Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province in 2018. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karali and Sudurpashchim province and at a few places of Madhya province today. The division further states that the monsoon low pressure line is situated around its normal position. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is regarded as 21.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 32.5 degrees Celsius with 13.4 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Cabinet approves list of more than 271,000 poor families in 15 districts and also recommends ambassadors for 18 countries. Monsoon-induced disaster claims 143 lives and leaves 47 people missing since the onset of monsoon across the country, and death toll in Pakistan tribal feud rises to 42. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.